Yes. Hi, good afternoon. This is Chaya calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm calling about your mother, Valerie Smith.
Hold on, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm calling about your mom, Valerie Smith, right?
Uh-huh.
I see we spoke the end of July, and you mentioned that you wanted to sign her up for home care services.
Right.
Okay, so can we continue with the process? Because I see that you mentioned in the beginning of August that you want to put it on hold, but I was wondering
I was trying to acquire the information that I needed as far as just to help her, but that became even more of a difficult task in itself. I even tried to reach out to her doctor.
Mm-hmm.
To try to help me out, and most of them, it's like because my mom can't move around at the time,
and oh, wow.
be going to her personal doctor to try
wow.
to see if they can. I know it's not in the parameters of, I would say that they're, you know, whatever the rules are, but I was asking them if they could get somebody to come out to at least get a look at her, because everything I've tried, like trying to get, you know, her Medicare and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
is like they need way too much. They need us to be together to for her to say that I could speak on her behalf.
Oh.
And then her doctor doesn't want to come to the house, you know, and it took them a long time to even get to me. And, you know, I was like, I ran out of ideas to try to figure this out, because
wow.
everything.
So she can talk on the phone?
No, it's like it's not. Yeah, I've already attempted to do this, you know, to try to have this conversation where they could just push everything over to me. But like I said, I'm being met with so much resistance. It's like I don't know what to do, because
mm-hmm.
when it comes to these situations, it's like, every number I call, they're pushing me to this department, that department. I even tried to get my mom legal representation for what happened to her. I can't even get her a lawyer because in modern times, everybody has to rant about things on social media in
wow.
order for them to even receive adequate attention. And since I am not that type of person, I'm more than likely
mm-hmm.
they're believing that the case is not viable for them, and it's not going to bring their firm any popularity, so they wouldn't go along with it. So,
oh,
like
wow.
I said, I'm just stuck, and they just kind of put me in a situation where I don't have any answers for her.
Wow. Are you ever with your mom so, you know, you can get it done together with her?
I can't frequently go to her house because I'm even in an even worse situation to, you know, sorry to get personal, but give you context. I am currently without home, like without a home. I've been homeless for like the last 2.5 years. And I was I'm the only thing. And right now I'm in a vehicle trying to work and get my life together. And the vehicle registration has been suspended. I was pulled over in this one spot in PA where I was working and trying to get myself together, but a cop followed me, and unfortunately, they suspended all of my stuff. And now I'm virtually, like, trying to work, and I'm on a run to try to get money together to try to get this matter resolved, because
oh, wow.
every time I turn around, you're being pulled over by somebody, and they're just making the situation even worse than it already is. I already have the one outstanding ticket where basically they're the ones that suspended my license. Now I have a new one that I just got. So it's hard for me to even get to my mom because I'm not even a viable option at this point, because I can't even park a car in front of her
wow.
house without being under the impression that I'm either going to get repoed. Or, like I said, it's very tough, you
wow.
know.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I'm not going to say it's fine, but this is just the current situation that I'm in. And in reality, I'm just one of those, or my family is just one of those cases. It's a result of the world is cruel, you know?
Yeah.
And again, I don't do social media. I'm not ever going to do social media because that's just a catalyst and open up worms to other things that,
right.
Like, I was just trying to seek my mom's help, not popularity. I wasn't trying to, you know, scam or try to make her rich or whatever. I'm the one that had to sit there and watch my mom deteriorate.
Wow.
You know, and knowing that I can barely help myself, let alone do everything in my power to help her. So, unfortunately, and the scariest part is I might lose her. And
don't want that. How about, do you think she's going to answer the phone when I call her?
My mom is very paranoid. Like, my mom had a brain aneurysm, so pretty much she's standoffish about everything. She's, unfortunately, when I had her in the hospital, she's the reason why she's no longer in the hospital so people can attend to her, because the communication that they had with her was wrong. The first hospital she went to is pretty much jump started all of this.
Why isn't she on Medicaid?
That she was at some health partners because, I hate to be the conspiracy type guy, but when you're on like welfare, and my mom is very heavy in politics and stuff like that, so she believes that, you know, her being aligned with the Democratic Party and stuff like that, and she doesn't understand the full variety of the truth of the matter of certain things because she uses, you know, welfare related health insurance, but I'm like, that's only going to give you the minimum. It's just like getting insurance, you know, just some quick insurance for your car that, you know, it doesn't give you the full features of an insurance package. So you can't, me myself, I can't talk to her because she still views me as a child. So anytime I open my mouth, I don't know what I'm talking about. So when it comes to that, me trying to get her something different, it's like, it makes it harder on me because, number one, she has a husband. Because I can't even call and get any information from her doctor because her emergency contact and the other person is her husband. And her husband is 80. So he's just as much of a liability as she is. And
so maybe I can call her husband.
And she has him. I mean, you would be able to call, but he's like a puppet. Like I said, whatever she says goes. If she tells him not to answer the phone, he won't answer. She tells him to hang up, she'll hang up. Like, it's just, my mother was always a proud person throughout my life. She done all her own thing, marched to the beat of her own drum. This is the first time in her life that she actually has to rely on other people's information and other people's intelligence. And she's gone so long without having to ask for or, you know, getting formed and things of that nature. She's so stubborn to the point where she won't receive anything. Like I said, what would have solved this, all she had to do was take blood thinner medication. But the hospital didn't articulate it in the way that they should have. They referred to it as treatment. My mom is 64 years old. Treatment to her is like medicine that's, you know, trial medicine, experiment type things. She's thinking that in her head, that y'all trying to give me an experimental drug. Instead of having her understand, like, okay, you could have even said, like, hey, Miss Valerie, we're going to give you an injection. We're going to give you an injection to help with, you know, certain discomfort and things like that. Or, again, it's less than medication. She's a very volatile, you know, person. All they had to do was call the necessary people and say, is it okay? Is she capable of making these decisions on her own? I would have said no, because she doesn't understand. So therefore, they could have, like, they didn't have to even have that discussion. They could have just administered. So if they had no lethality attached to it, they could have done that. But again, I don't have that proper clearance for her.
Wow.
So
you don't suggest me to call her husband, right?
I mean, I would want you to, because, again, I don't want my mother to die.
Right. So give me his phone number and let me try. Do you have his phone number?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Because I haven't spoke to her in almost a week because of the fact that I have nothing to say. I have no no new information. I have nothing that's viable, you know, and otherwise. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find his number.
No problem.
Hold on 1 second. She's not answering her phone no more. All right, do I have it? Changed. Yeah.
So you got it?
I'm trying to make sure that this is the right number.
Okay. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you have it?
Yes. Okay. It is 445 248 7796. That should be his number.
Okay, fine. I'm going to give him a call. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Sure, bye.
Bye-bye.